Happy Monday, her groupers. How are you? Your very first weekly wake-up call back in session for 2018. I hope you guys all had an amazing new year. I know I spoke to many of you since then, but not all of you. And so I wanted to say happy new year to every single one of you. Hope you ended your year fantastic with family and friend time, as well as really some intense focus on your work at hand so that you were able to move into 2018 without a hangover like we've been talking for the last few weeks. So many of you have created some amazing momentum and really truly did some amazing things in the months of November and December. I have so many awesome things to share, and I hope this call does one thing for you, if one thing only, and that is to truly motivate and inspire you today to move into today and the rest of this week's lead generation with some intense, intense focus, because there's a lot of opportunity out there. And many of the people in your HER group family across the country are taking advantage of it at a high level. Want to make sure to welcome our new agents, to congratulate people who are going to closings, congratulate people who are doing some amazing things, to give you again that motivation and inspiration to go out and do the same, and hopefully give you some ideas on some things to do as well. Also, just some reminders. We've got a lot of things going on, and we just want to remind you of those things as well to make sure that you are not forgetting about plugging into things that are really going to bring you a lot of benefit in the coming weeks and months in 2018 that we have developed for you guys. So I'm going to get right to it because I have a lot to share. And first and foremost, I want to basically start with just closings from the last 2 weeks. So basically since January, we've had a tremendous amount of people going to closings. Remember, you guys, when you go to a closing, it is you transforming another life through homeownership. For those of you that are joining us that maybe haven't been with HER group expansion very long, you know, it is our mission to continue to transform lives through homeownership every single day. What that means is you're working with somebody who is buying, selling, or investing in real estate, and that is actually one of the top five transformational events that someone will ever go through. So your job and your career here as a professional real estate agent within HER group is extremely important, and you are truly working with people in one of those most transformational times of their life. So you have true impact that you can make on people. And so a closing is really you getting to a successful close for them, but it's really you solidifying that transformational event and really helping them make that transition, whatever that means to them. Also, every single time you go to a closing, it's transforming your life, your family's life, right? It's getting you closer to your ultimate goal. It's getting you to the financial goals that you have or to the professional and personal growth goals that you have. And so I just wanted to say congratulations to those of you that had closings last week and this week. Last week, we had Chip in North Carolina, Brian in Vermont, Reed in Wisconsin, Winona in Minnesota, Kim in Minnesota. We had Brian and Dan had a closing together. Dan also had one on his own, so each of them had two closings. Again, up in Vermont, we had Lee in North Carolina, John in Minnesota, Jeff in Wisconsin, Kim, you had two actually, so congratulations. Arielle in Kansas City had two, Tyson in Omaha, Nebraska had two, David Schmidt in Wisconsin, and Jorge up in Maine. By the way, Jorge, congratulations, your first closing with HER group, but also in the state of Maine after your relocation. Also, closings this week we have coming up, we have Amy in North Carolina. Jeff is going to two closings in Wisconsin. Catherine in North Carolina. Reed in Wisconsin. We've got Arielle in Kansas City. Tyson is going to two closings in Omaha. Kim again in Minnesota. Jeff in Wisconsin. We've got, actually, Jeff and Reed are both going to two. Jim in Wisconsin is going to one. So we've got a tremendous amount of people that are going to closings, which is really, really exciting. So congratulations to all of you. And this is just the beginning of 2018. That's the one thing I want to mention to you guys, as you are just getting started with all of the opportunities and momentum that truly are here for your taking in 2018. A couple of reminders. I just want to remind you guys that we did put together a January training calendar for you, and we are going to do this every single month. So you're going to receive an actual printed calendar via email in the Facebook groups. You should print them out, hang them in your offices, carry them with you. You're also going to get invites to these events that all you need to do is just go ahead and accept that invite when it comes to your email. It will go directly on your calendar so that it's already in your calendar, because we know if it doesn't hit your calendar, even if you're carrying around, you know, the training calendar we've given you, you have to have it in your calendar or you're not going to make it. Things are going to come up, but there are going to be some things that you are going to want to attend. There are going to be two all-agent training sessions each month for most months, unless there's a national event or something. So you'll see that. We're doing two of them this month. We did the first one last Friday already. Thank you to those of you that attended. And thanks so much to Mick in Northwest Arkansas for participating and helping go over a little bit of the listing presentation, things to touch on, and the new tier that we put together for you guys. Becca did send out that recording, so if you were unable to attend, although we had many people attend, so thanks to those of you that did, you know, go ahead and just listen to that, watch that recording anytime it is sent to you guys this morning so that you have that at your disposal. And if you go on listing appointments, talk with your CEO about that new tier and how you should best be using that in your listing presentations, because it will help you stand apart from your competition. It will help you get higher percentages in your listing presentation. So we're looking forward to hearing the feedback and the successes that you're having with that new tool as well. So watch for those all-agent training sessions. There's also going to be two Boomtown trainings a month. Erin and her team are going to be bringing back the basics once a month, as well as a higher level Boomtown training every month with different topics. Those are already on the calendar. You should already have gotten those invite to those. So they should be on your calendar through your Gmail calendar, but I wanted to remind you that those are happening. And then every Monday through Thursday, you guys, in the afternoon, there is a office hour Zoom call with Hub members to talk about different things, to answer your questions. If you're just generally lost when it comes to the Hub or what they can do to help you, or something specific that you just can't figure out that you haven't been able to get the right answer to, hop on one of these office hour calls. That's what they're for, and they will be able to assist you. It's a great place to get to know them a little bit more, to understand who your team really is, and to get to know them via a Zoom meeting is phenomenal, because video really does make all that much of a difference in terms of you being able to get to know them, build rapport, and really have them feel like part of your team, which they are. And so we would love for you to take that initiative and get on those calls as often as you need. If you hear somebody on your team struggling with something, tell them to get on the office hours any afternoon, Monday through Thursday. And again, this is all on the training calendar, which you can find right in our Facebook private Facebook group, or go ahead and search your email, because Erin did email it out to everyone as well. So I just wanted to bring those things up. I hope you're all joining in, creating the success habits in the morning that you should be creating, and logging into the Daily Power Up every single morning. It's only 10 minutes, and it is going to help you start your day, and then you move right into your script practice and your lead generation with your team. It is the success habits that make all the difference. And if you guys listened to the November top agent interview that I did, and I posted it in the Facebook group, but I posted it on my Facebook, and we shared it with all of you, I hope that you guys went in there and listened to that at some point over the holiday season, because these top agents aren't top agents by accident. They truly are, because they've formed the right habits, everything from the script, the daily power up, to the script practice role play, to their lead generation, to logging into Boomtown immediately and all the time, using it as a true CRM, and really taking advantage of everything when it comes to those systems that are available. That is why they are the top agents. And all of you have that same opportunity if you create those success habits here in 2018. And that's what we're here to do to help you. So thank you guys in advance for getting on those training sessions and those office hours, and really plugging in and engaging on all that we have to offer here at Her Group in your partnership with you. So, okay, so let's talk about all the cool things going on. First and foremost, I want to welcome our newest agents, the people that have recently joined us, because we are so proud to constantly be attracting talent throughout the country, people that are going to take advantage of this platform and this partnership at a high level and do some amazing things locally for their own business, transforming more lives than they've ever been able to transform before, including their own. And so we are just honored and excited to be in business with all of those that are new to Her Group expansion. So first and foremost, we expanded to Texas, so we are in the Dallas area. The leader of the Texas location is Matt Kelderman, so welcome, Matt. We also have John, who is there to assist in an assistant role, so welcome, John. And there are three additional agents, Jennifer, Corey, and another John, who have already partnered with us on that team as well. So welcome to all of you. We're excited to be in the great state of Texas, and we're excited to be in business with all of you. Also welcome to Derek in Vermont, Carlo in California, and Chi in South Carolina. We are excited, very much so excited to be in business with all of you. So we look forward to hearing your successes as you partner with us. I wanted to also remind you guys, you saw an email, or if you haven't yet, you will be. Becca and many members of the Amazing Hub are going to be working with all of you to really help you get more reviews through client satisfaction, and also helping all of you earn more business through client reviews. And so we're putting together a new strategy to really be tracking reviews on Zillow and Facebook and really pushing them hard once the property closes, but in a really positive way to get feedback from your client, to help understand the process that they went through and to truly get a great review for you. So to that end, we're going to be really working with all of you to really help us in a challenge, a review challenge for Facebook. And so we're encouraging all of our teams to actually leave a 5-star review on all of the Her Group's Facebook business pages by the end of the month. So what will happen is we're actually reviewing each other. And so that's just a phenomenal opportunity to get that momentum going. And so you'll be seeing some things happen from the Hub perspective, and Becca leading this, as well as some information from your potential CEO or somebody within the team that's going to work with you to do that. So we're really excited for that. You'll see some more information coming on the pipeline, but I just wanted to give you a heads up so that you're aware what's going on. Again, we're constantly looking at ways that we can continue to help you get more business and continue to help you have the best presence online as much as possible, so that you continue to be the most referred to, searched out, sought out team and agent in your area. So that is exciting for all of us. I wanted to give a shout out because our client care team received a wowtastic review on Hively. You know, those little smiley, straight, and sad-faced icons at the bottom of all of our emails, the ones that I ask you guys to click on often and let us know how we're doing throughout leadership in the Hub. Well, we actually had a client give a wow rating, which means basically they believe that the client care went above and beyond. And they actually left a little note that said, "We are so impressed that we did not have to request any information. It was just sent to us automatically, very timely prior to income tax time, because our client care actually is sending things on behalf of you all right now to your past clients to help them be aware of things that they're going to need for tax time," which is really, really cool. So these are the things that we're doing behind the scenes for you that are making an impact on your past clients, again, helping you get more referrals and repeat clients throughout the year. So great job, client care, and also just a reminder of what's happening behind the scenes for all of you and your past clients. I also just wanted to give some shout-outs because we've got a lot of really cool things that are happening, and just a bunch of people that I wanted to say congratulations to as far as just things that are going on. First and foremost, congratulations to Erin and her team for winning the Gladiator Challenge. I am going to have to take a dip in some really, really cold water, so I'm not super excited about it, but I am very much excited for those of you that won, because it was a great feat. It was a fun contest. It was actually pretty even all the way throughout, and so it was really cool to see Team Erin pull ahead and win. And Team Erin included Team Connecticut, Team Coeur d'Alene, Team Maple Grove, and Team Eden Prairie in Minnesota. So congratulations to you guys for coming through for Erin, and for Erin leading you in a great way so that you guys could win that Gladiator contest. There will be some more Gladiator contests coming your way to keep this fun, so watch for that. And, of course, as always, we'll get your input on what the losers are going to do, because that is fun for you guys as well, I am sure. Whatever we can do to keep you guys motivated to hit your goals, we will do it here as your leadership team. I promise you that. And it's awesome that we can have some fun with it. So, again, congratulations to all of you. I wanted to so there's a lot of things going on, but I wanted to congratulate Lynn in Connecticut for winning the contest on New Year's Day. On January 1st, we had that expired call day. contest and somebody was going to win $500. Well, Lynn Morrison in Connecticut won the $500. Most importantly, she won herself 6 appointments that day, which are going to come to fruition here in the beginning of the year for her in quarter one. And she's going to make some great money, and she's going to transform 6 more lives through home ownership. And so that's phenomenal. So congratulations, Lynn, for setting those appointments. You were really sharing your successes and having fun with it, and you did a great job. So I wanted to give a shout out to you on that. So far in January, the number one agent in the organization, as you guys saw, this was posted in our private Facebook group, is Amy Jerob in North Carolina. 3 pending so far in January. We're only on the 8th day, so Amy has a long way to go. It's super exciting to see 3 pendings already for her. And what that means, you guys, is there's a tremendous amount of opportunity. All of you guys have a huge pipeline. We just need to have you guys go focus on those A buyers and A listings and get those things to turn into pendings. That's how you're going to ensure having some great paychecks in quarter one, which is always the quarter that we really need to make sure that we're watching our pendings and creating momentum. The rest of the year, the momentum is going to continue to snowball. There's no doubt about it. So keep your eye on the ball here, you guys, and keep focused on those clients that can get you into the, you know, those pendings as soon as possible, so that you continue to not only transform their lives, but making sure that you're transforming your lives through home ownership as well. And that is ultimately, obviously, the goal is to do both. So that was a fantastic thing. But I also wanted to give some other shout-outs, because at the end of the year and on New Year's Day, we had other people, even though they didn't win the contest, that were doing some great things. Many of you guys were in the offices. You were sharing your successes in email as well in the private Facebook group. And you really took your, you know, you're taking your job and your career seriously. You're coming into the office on January 1st, and you're talking to your sphere, and you're calling your Boomtown leads, and you are doing things that are going to make you truly, truly successful. You know, David Hill up in Massachusetts had some great successes. He had a couple of agents, in with them, really making a difference, calling expired and having fun and being successful on New Year's Day. In fact, you know, he had Anthony, who has not been on the team very long, who had made his first contact at 9 o'clock that morning, and after role-playing the appointment at the 11:30 team meeting, basically showed up at 4 o'clock to that appointment by himself, his first ever expired appointment, and took the listing at a $20,000 lower price than it was listed before. So what an amazing opportunity and job that Anthony did, not only in getting the appointment, but having the confidence to go out there and really get the price that it needed to be to get that property sold. That is an awesome success story. And then Devin on that same team also did the exact same thing on New Year's Day and made a brand new expired contact, went later on the appointment that day and signed the listing. So that was a couple awesome successes. I mean, things happening that same day or within just a couple days of setting that appointment and getting those listings. So what an awesome opportunity. By the way, there are expireds every day, you guys. You should be searching for those, because, of course, we had a lot of successes on New Year's Day, and that's because we focus on expireds, but all of you can be making those appointments all the time if you so choose. It's just a matter of making the phone call and having those conversations. Using the scripts that we give you, don't forget to use your intranet. There's scripts. There's best practices. There's tips. There's presentations. There's everything that you would need, and if you can't find something you need, just email us and let us know, and we will make sure that we, we help you get what you need to be successful. But check your intranet often in 2018, because there's constantly going to be more and more information for you, and there's so much built up in there already that you could be taking advantage of. So just spend a few minutes looking through that intranet. It's there for you, and I know that you will find some great value there if you do. I also just wanted to give some other shout-outs, because we have the very first pending for Dallas come in just like one day or the same day that they joined us. So that was amazing to see. They've got some great momentum going. So congratulations to Matt and team there. I also wanted to say congratulations to Tanner in Minnesota. First of many new pendings that he had over just after the new year, he turned in his very first pending with our organization. And I believe it's his first pending in his career as well. So that's awesome. I also wanted to say congratulations to Wally in Northwest Arkansas, because he turned in his very first listing, which is amazing. And so that's awesome. I also wanted to give a shout out to Chi in South Carolina, because Chi just literally just partnered with us and already got a listing appointment with Brian, the CEO there. and just set a second appointment, I heard, as well, just within a few days of being on the team, which is so awesome, so exciting. I also wanted to give a shout out to Martha in Vermont because she's been really nailing those for sale by owner. She turned in a couple of listings already just in the last week. She's new to the team, and she really has just been focusing on for sale by owner, setting a tremendous amount of appointments, and because of that, having some great success and getting listings, which is awesome to see. I also wanted to give a shout out to a couple other people in Vermont. So Angelo in Vermont, in just 4 days, has already made 1,231 dials. Remember, those of you starting with our organization, the goal is in the first week to make 1,000 dials. Well, in 4 days, he crushed that 1,000 and actually made it over 1,200. He's setting multiple appointments, sending multiple referrals, and just having some tremendous success. It's all linked to the activities, you guys. There is no coincidence there. And also a shout out to Adriano in Vermont for his very first pending already turned in, and he's been in the team and in the business here for less than a month. So that is awesome. I also wanted to say congratulations to our top December agents, because remember, you guys, there's so many excuses. People talk about seasonality, Christmas, New Year's, everything falling in December, and so many of you continue to work and continue to throw up some unbelievable numbers, which means anybody can do it. You guys are leading by example, so we wanted to congratulate you and say thank you to you for that, but also to just continue to remind you of what this is going to do for you in 2018, because when you have months like this in November, December, January, the rest of the year is going to be crazy for you. And if you continue to be on these paces, you'll be doing 40, 50, 60 transactions in the year, which is life and game changing in this business for all of you. And again, you guys, all of you listening in, this can happen for any of you. It's a matter of getting into those success habits. And so the top December agents were Brian in Vermont with 7 pendings and 2 listings, a total of 9 transactions happening between pendings and listings. That's incredible. Ryan, Raymond in our Connecticut location actually had 3 pendings but 5 listings in the month of December, which is a total of 8 transactions happening. Our third place was Mick in Northwest Arkansas with 2 pendings and 4 listings. Again, total of 6 transactions in that month. And tied for fourth place, Dan Preston with 5 pendings and Lisa Gillette, Dan Preston in Vermont, Lisa Gillette in Connecticut with 3 pendings and 2 listings for a total of 5 each of them. So you guys, there was a total of 5 agents that did between 5 and 9 transactions in the month of December. And so this is possible for all of you, truly possible for you in January, February, and every month. But I just wanted to say congratulations to the top December agents again. What a great job that you guys did. Also, wanted to talk a little bit about the new monthly initiative. You guys, for the month of January, all you should be focusing on as much as possible. Obviously, we always want to focus on getting listings. But at the end of the day, in order to keep your income where you need it to be in January and February in this first quarter, you need to focus on pendings. I know all of you have a great pipeline in Boomtown, in your sphere of influence, referrals, people you've met, people that have said they wanted to wait until the new year. You need to make sure that you're following up with all of them by using the Boomtown system, right? Because that will help you be efficient in your follow-up and making sure that you're doing what you need to do. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's also you focusing on who those A buyers and sellers are. So who are the people that actually are going to make a move here in January? Because you need to allocate your time and attention and your intense focus on those people to get those people moved into pending status, getting them closer to that closing and transforming their life through this transformational time and through homeownership. And then you move to the B and C buyers and sellers and moving them up into the A status, right? So make sure you work with your CEO on focusing on this and making sure that you're prioritizing correctly, because at the beginning of the year, when you have so many requests coming at you, so many different people thinking about buying and selling, you have to prioritize to make sure that you are also moving people to pending status and to closings. Because if we're just working with a bunch of people, but none of them actually do something, that's going to be problematic not only for them, but for you as well. So that's just something I wanted to bring up to make sure that you're focusing on that. You truly are talking with your CEOs and coaching with them about what the best practices are for that as well. Two more shout outs, and then a few more shout outs. I wanted to give a shout out to Reed, our CEO in Wisconsin, and to Betsy, who is on that team. Betsy and Reed moved into the Woodbury, Minnesota location, so now they have a third location. They're in Hudson and Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and now in Woodbury, Minnesota. So congratulations to you guys. Excited to see the growth and the team that you will grow there. And I also wanted to give a shout out to Taylor Klein in Northwest Arkansas, because right between Christmas and New Year's, where a lot of people were still kind of checking out a little bit, and we get it, but we had asked you guys to at least come into the office and be engaged and get some intense lead generation going for a couple of days between those two holidays to keep that momentum going so you didn't have that hangover in 2018, right? Taylor Klein is a leader in the Northwest Arkansas location, and she sent a message out to all of her team members on the 27th of December in the morning, and she said, "I don't know about y'all, but I was itching to get back to work. I planned out my calendar skeleton for 2018 to ensure success. I'd love to help any and all of you with yours. So far, I have 6 appointments scheduled for today and tomorrow, 3 for sale by owner, 2 investor, and 1 past client." So she was continuing to do her lead generation, which she was sharing that success to motivate and inspire the others, but she actually reached out to help those on her team as well, to truly plan out their calendar for 2018 to make sure that their calendar matches their goals, right? So I encourage you all to do that. I know many of you have done that already with your CEOs and with leaders on your teams, but if you haven't, because maybe you're new to the organization or whatever the case may be, make sure you reach out to somebody on your team and have them do that, because you guys, if your calendar doesn't match your goals, it's going to sure be hard to reach your goals, right? What is on your calendar truly will continue to come to fruition, and if it's not there, it's just like it doesn't exist, right? So thank you so much, Taylor, always for your leadership, not only on your local team, but throughout her group expansion as well. And that was a phenomenal way to motivate and inspire them, and a great way of coming from contribution to help them with their calendars as well. And a great reminder to all of us of what we need to be doing if we haven't done it already. So I wanted to also shout out to the Boomtown Response Time winners. And the reason I wanted to share this, you guys, is because there is no coincidence in for who our top agents are every month, specifically this last month, November, December, and the ones that are trending already in January. There is no coincidence that they happen to be the quickest to call, the quickest to text, and the quickest to email in Boomtown. There really is a complete direct correlation, and that is why we're constantly encouraging you to do this. And this is why Erin is doing 2 Boomtown trainings a month, to make sure that you're doing the best practices, that you have the right response times. It's why your CEOs are talking to you about this on a regular basis. You guys, it's game-changing, business-changing, life-changing for all of you if you can move your conversion rates up 1, 2, 3, 4% in 2018 from last year. You are going to be doubling, tripling, quadrupling your own transactions if you do that. It truly is a game-changer. So I want to say congratulations to Lynn Morrison and Amy Jarab, Todd Condi, Chris Clark, and Chrissy Peterson for being the quickest to call. Now, Lynn Morrison, Amy Jarab, these two names came up for top agents in December, top agents in January, or winners of recent contests, right? And that's the reason why, absolutely. John Bendel, Kim Charlton, and Tyson Compton are also quickest to call as well. I apologize, there was a line there with multiple, as well as Ken France and Ariel as well. So you guys are doing a great job. By the way, the quickest to call, it was from 0 minutes to 9 minutes. Are you guys calling within that 5-minute time frame or close to that time frame on average? Make sure that you are really doing your best to do that. Same thing with quickest to text. So congratulations to John Bruno, Lisa Gillette, Reed Ferguson, Arielle again, Ken, Ryan, Raymond, David Hill, Chrissy Peterson, Dan Preston, Anthony Vega, Carmen Smith. Well, the Dan Preston, Ryan Raymond, Lisa Gillette, these numbers, you guys, were showing up as top agents again in November and December, and they're already trending in January, and they were the quickest to text in Boomtown. For quickest to email, again, Lynn Morrison, David Hill, Todd Tondi, Adriano, Winona, Anthony, and Natalie. So congratulations to all of you guys. And again, by the way, those that were in like the top 2 or 3, they were getting to these people within the first 3 to 4 minutes, whether it's email, text, or call. And that is why I just wanted to give a shout out to all of them, because it really is making a difference in your business if you're doing this. And it can continue to make a difference in all of your businesses if you put some effort towards this. There's absolutely no doubt about it. The last thing I wanted to do is to say happy birthday and to those in January, because we do have a few people that are celebrating birthdays. In fact, today is Diana Peterson's birthday, so happy birthday to you. Tomorrow it's Reed Ferguson's birthday. Then it's Davi's birthday in Miami next week, Chris Briner next week as well. Albert is next week, and Mitch, Lee, Martha, and Becca all towards the last week of January. So happy birthday to all of you. We're excited, again, to be in business with you. We hope you have an amazing birthday month full of lots of great opportunities to transform more lives through home ownership as well. So the last thing I just want to say, you guys, is to give you a little bit of hopefully some tips and some training. Number one, definitely go and watch the all agent training if you were not part of that last week, last Friday. Again, it was sent out in an email to you earlier. We really went over some great scripting as it comes to listings. We talked a lot about the things that you can do on social media, about the videos, about ways that you can become the CNN of your local market, the ways that you can get business-to-business referrals and connecting with people in your communities, things to go above and beyond. And we're continuing to develop things like this for all of you. When we see successes happening in one location, we're going to bring it to all of you. And that's why it's important that you all come on those agent trainings. As we hear those things, we're going to share them with you on those trainings twice a month. And of course, we're going to start to create systems around it for you. So now you can just go implement, not even have to go create the system or recreate what we're telling you. We'll actually bring it to you and you'll just go and do it, which is going to be the amazing part of it. The more efficient you can become in this job, the more people that you can work with, the more lives you can transform, the more your own personal goals come to reality, and the more you personally and professionally grow. So please continue to give us feedback. Please continue to leverage us as much as possible. We are here to help you in any way we can. And if you have things that you think would really help you that you're not seeing come to fruition for whatever reason right now, please send it to us. We send out surveys to you asking for that. You can simply click on one of the Hively's at the bottom of anybody in the Hub or Leadership emails, and it allows you to be anonymous. And you can also put notes in there. So that's a great, easy way to do it. Or you can simply send me an email. Please know that we are never going to look at somebody negatively for giving us feedback or constructive criticism. We really, really appreciate it very much. And so I just would ask you to continue to do that if you could. So what are you going to do today, you guys, and this week to move those A buyers and A sellers into pending status? That is what you should be asking yourself. Create a strategy, write it down, share it with your CEO, know who those people are, write those people's names down and carry it with you. What can you do to go outside of the box to find listing opportunities for buyers that maybe are ready to make a move, they just can't find the right property? Are you looking on Zillow Make Me Move every day? Are you looking at expired listings that you might be able to call that were never relisted that you could bring that buyer to? Are you sending an email to people in your boomtown or your sphere of influence? Are you sending private Facebook messages? Are you putting out a buyer need post on a video or something like that to social media to ask people for help, to look for a property that will help your buyers? If that is what's happening because you can't find the properties, there's so many ways you can go above and beyond. You could look for rental properties on Craigslist and call the owner and ask if they'd be willing to sell it, if you could show it to your buyer. These are all strategies of thinking outside of the box. What can you do to get your listings moving? What can you do to maybe do a broker open, to do maybe an event type open house to get more people there? What can you do to send a mass email invite to your sphere of influence, which we can help, just let us know, to all your boomtown leads about a particular open house? Door knock in the neighborhood, create an event, have some food. What can you do to really get people into a property to get it sold? Do your listings need price reductions, right? They may need a price reduction. Do another mini market analysis. Share that information with your seller. Have those conversations. The reality is right now, you guys, is that you need to look for those very serious, ready-to-move buyers and sellers and figure out what you and your team collectively can do to get that property sold, as well as to get that buyer into a contract. Because the longer you are working with them without achieving that goal, the greater risk that they go away. But also, it allows you to have them have the best experience, because what all buyers and sellers want is to be able to either find the property that they're looking for or to sell their property in a reasonable amount of time with reasonable or limited hassle and stress, right? Well, the longer a process goes, the more hassle and stress they perceivably have. So it is your role and your job to go outside of your comfort zone in some places and think outside of the box and do that collectively with your team. It will help all of you get more business. It'll help all of you have more conversations with your Boomtown leads, with your sphere. It'll help all of you have a reason to call more, which will lead to more business, but it will also help those A buyers and sellers at hand. So strategize amongst yourselves and your teams. Share successes with all of us, please, in our private Facebook group or on the email at hrg@hergroup.com. Would love to hear what you guys are strategizing and what you're doing to move those A buyers and A sellers into pending status. And that allows you to then move those B and C buyers up into A and B status. And this is how you continue to move the people in your pipeline through to closings and to continue to keep your business steady and to continue working with people on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So with that being said, I just wanted to encourage you all to think about what you can do differently. Think about how you can come from contribution, but to have one focus, you guys, one singular focus be on getting pendings in the month of January. And the reason we're hitting it hard with you with this message right now is because we know as leaders and people who have been in this industry for a long time that this is going to help you to be successful financially and otherwise moving into the rest of quarter one and into the year if you can focus on getting those people to make the move, to make the offer to move forward here in January, because you all have a lot of people. You're going to have so many people coming out of the woodwork. There is no doubt about it. That's what happens this time of year, which is phenomenal, but it can distract you as well because you're now not going to prioritize them, and you're going to have people coming from everywhere, serious people, kind of serious people, just lookers, and we need to make sure we're prioritizing the A, B, and C buyers and sellers and how we can continue to move them through the process. So if you need any help with that, shout out on Facebook or shout out in that group email, because you'll get a lot of great tips from people from across the country that are having tremendous success. And of course, your CEO is there to help you, the leaders on your team, as well as myself and everybody else in leadership. Send us an email anytime. We're happy to help you in any way that we possibly can. Thank you guys so much for partnering with us, for entrusting in this partnership to help you have the 2018 that you know you deserve and can have to achieve some massive, massive goals, to truly do some of the things personally and professionally that you know that you can do, to find even more increased opportunity within this partnership as well. And we are just so happy that you have entrusted our partnership in allowing us to help you through this journey, but we know all of you can be wildly, wildly successful. It is looking to be a phenomenal year in real estate. There's a lot of great things going on, you guys. You have a lot of great value to bring to those that you work with, and there is no reason that you are not transforming many, many, many lives through homeownership in 2018 with this partnership. And we are very excited to be on the journey with you and to help you as much as possible. Remember, every single Friday, I'm going to be doing a short video, 1 to 2 minutes long. Hopefully, the last one was a little bit longer because I wanted to explain to you what I was doing, to just remind you what's upcoming the next week. So just really plug in. The one tip I can leave you with today in this weekly wake-up call as we start off 2018 with a bang is to engage and plug into everything that HRG has for you. The most successful agents that are in our organization right now, as I talk to them, and that is their biggest tip. That is what they believe that they are doing that's attributing to their success, and that is that they truly are plugging into everything. They're going and attending the trainings. They're watching the things if they can't be there live for some reason. They're on the power-ups. They're following the lead generation schedule. They truly are learning Boomtown like the back of their hand, and they're doing all of the things, the best practices, the response times that they know that they need to do that are proving to be successful. They're utilizing the dialers. They're really utilizing the scripts. They are putting their numbers in CTE. They're doing all the things and creating all of those success habits. And what's happening is that is creating the momentum that is getting them to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 transactions happening in any given month here in the fourth quarter and moving into the first quarter, which are perceivably, you know, the slowest times of the year. So you all have the same opportunity. We want you to engage fully and get into those success habits as well. And I look forward to many of you doing it. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next Monday right here, same time, same place. You can come into coachingwithcarrie.com at any time, listen to past recordings, listen live, or listen to the recording right after I do it as well if for some reason it doesn't work for you. But just always take a little bit of time on Mondays if you can to plug into this, because it's always great to hear what others are doing and achieving. It's great to be able to recognize those in your Her Group family across the country, and it's phenomenal to just stay in tune with what's going on. I'm going to leave you with one last thing. Save the date for Monday the 15th. So next Monday, we are actually going to be doing an all-company meeting. And so it should be in your calendar. You should have already accepted that. And we will do some more messages out to you guys to remind you throughout this week, but you don't want to miss it. We're going to have a tremendous amount of great things to bring to you about what to expect in this partnership with Her Group Expansion in the new year. And actually, some of us are going down to meet with Gary Keller and his development team this week, and we're going to be bringing back some fun information from that meeting as well. So stay tuned. Thanks so much, you guys. Make it a great rest of the week. Focus on those pendings. You guys got this. Proud to be in business with you. Excited for the year that you all will have, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.